Back out here on 94.3 KNIA, we are live, just to keep everybody updated. Indians win Game 2, sweep Grinnell in a doubleheader, joined by Mara Bishop and Destiny Lewis. Girls, thank you very much for joining us. Game 1 went the Indians' way, 11-1, but let's talk about Game 2. It's kind of a crazy game. Walk me through what you were feeling throughout much of it.
I knew in the end that we would have a win. I had confidence in my team, my pitcher and catcher, and definitely our offense. But when it became overtime and they had someone on first, and then Mara threw it down, she got that girl out at first, I knew we had it right then and there, and our offense, we really just showed up.
Well, Mara, you kind of, I think everybody walked off the field a little bit. I thought it was strike three. Everyone thought it was strike three. But let's talk about the throw, the confidence. I know Coach Evans talks a lot about. She just kind of gives you the free rein if you see it to throw it out there, and what a play on the pickoff.
Oh, yeah. Coaches, both of them. I guess our whole coaching staff is really good at giving confidence out to every single player. So I always feel like I have the confidence and I have the right whenever I need to throw it down. And she had a pretty big lead because she thought that girl was going to get the bunt down. So Kyra Mathias at second, she got over there and we got her out. But yeah, we did think it was strike three on that.
Mm-hmm. I think everybody did. It was kind of a weird play.
Yeah.
Speaking of weird plays, Indians get their first run on Alexi Ellis, hit that tailing foul. Have you ever seen that before? It hit the bat and that stopped it from going back into foul territory. We were kind of talking, I've never seen that one before.
Yeah, we've never seen anything like it before either, and we were kind of scared, but we got confidence in our players, and she really stepped up. She stepped up today, and she did her job.
Well, Mara, you were a part of, I think, all three Indians scoring innings. You got a hit back in the second. I wasn't quite sure what to score that hit in the sixth. The line drive out to center field, maybe misplayed by Grinnell. But talk about having the confidence to go out there, put the ball in play, and really helping the team out tonight.
Oh, yeah. So my teammates, they're always lifting me up. Even if I'm in a slump or didn't get the hit the last time, I always come back in and they always give me advice. Next time, you're going to go up here and do this. So they always have my back, and so that's really reassuring. So going up there today, I got some advice from people ahead of me telling me where the ball's at, if I need to be patient, not be patient, first pitch or whatnot. And so they just really give me confidence in myself. And someone was on second. And so, yeah, she might have overplayed that ball, but it worked out in our favor.
Absolutely. You got to take advantage of it when you can. Destiny, talk a little bit about beating the throw home on an infield in ground ball over to third. Did you just get a good read on it?
You know, the first pitch goes by, and I'm like, okay, like thinking in my head, I'm like, Mara, she's going to hit the ball. She's going to get this one, you know. And that second pitch, when she hit the ball, I didn't even get a lead off. I just started sprinting home because I knew she was going to make that hit, and I knew she was going to get me home.
All right, perfect. Well, this one's for both of you, so we'll answer one at a time. Indians have had some tough losses. I mean, there's been some games where, you know, maybe you had a lead going in late, and how do you respond to that, knowing that, hey, there's still a game like this where you pick up the win, and it's still early on, you don't let it get to you?
I know that in the past we have taken some losses, but definitely going back at it, new week, and just after that loss, you make sure you tell your team, like, hey, we'll get the next one. We took that loss as a team, and we're going to come back next week, or we're going to come back next game, and we're really going to show them what we're about. We're going to come back even better and stronger.
Each loss we're taking right now, the three we've had, each of them are making us learn in different ways that maybe we couldn't have learned if we won. So DCG, for example, they got a walk-off. What was it? A walk-off double in last inning to win it. And then we had a game the other night, they had a walk-off too. So it's kind of like we're learning from each game when we lose that we need to get better in certain areas of the game, and we can't do that if we win. So our losses are making us stronger right now, and they're getting us ready for postseason.
All right, how do you want to approach the next couple of weeks? I know it still continues to be very busy, basically games on four or five nights pretty much out the next couple of weeks.
We do have a busy week ahead of us, but I think each day goes on and on. We get more strong, and we get more hyped to play the game, and we just come in there fired up.
Yeah, this upcoming week's going to be a big one. We got, 8 weeks now. Take away those two we had right then. But, yeah, we have 8 games coming up, and we just really got to stick together as a team these next upcoming games, because it's going to be a lot, and we're going to go get some dubs.
Thank you very much for joining us. Really appreciate it, and best of luck on Wednesday. We'll see you there at Oskaloosa.
Thank you. Thank you.